Last time on the Dice of Thunder podcast.
There was something with the vent where it's on a timed schedule.
Well, it's random. It wasn't on the time, and it would lock shut.
I don't like
and
that.
It would,
to randomly clean.
It would sanitize with deadly things.
Yeah. I feel like we don't want to get stuck in the vent.
We could do a athletics to force our way out if we got stuck in there. I did remember that.
Yep. Okay.
Rings on his fingers, jewelry hanging from his beard.
Is his beard bigger than Keyway's?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
How
oh,
jealous
no.
are you, dude?
Oh, no.
I'm fine. Keyway's having a moment. Would you like me to be quick with other things at this point?
Ah, yes, yes. Idle threats. Just like you were standing in front of the council all over again. And all of them are locked.
Okay.
Okay.
So we'll have to unlock them all. Or...
blow them up.
Hop in the vents and take a peek.
You also see three of those clockwork buccaneers stationed with their backs up against the wall. Stairs going down.
There's not a bed here. How much time has passed?
That's a great question.
Oh, man.
Since the first time that you guys came down here, it's been about 15 minutes.
We need to hide. Okay.
The Shumfollow Five, also known as the Cowards of Alkenstar.
There it is.
So we know it's occupied.
And as soon as you see it,
it sees you.
It sees you.
Awesome.
Oh,
great.
It
moves over and approaches you and says, "All passengers are not allowed on this level." Master Ibrium, very mysterious-looking man appears, which he's asked me to unveil now. Without further ado, release the elephant!
No.
Elephant.
Oh, what?
And there it is on display in the middle of the boat for everyone to look at. Welcome aboard the Gearsmoke. We'll be underway shortly.
Down to the engine room.
I guess we'll have to find out what happens next week.
Oh,
no.
And now, a new episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast. And I have a question for all of you. You have 10 minutes until the FBI and every investigative tool that they have at their disposal shows up at your door looking for a single sewing needle. Where are you going to hide it so that they can't find it?
I have 10 minutes to hide it.
You have 10 minutes. To hide a single sewing needle from the entirety of the FBI who are on their way to your house, Greg.
You're looking for a sewing needle?
It's the key to the crime you committed,
it's
I guess.
A particular needle.
We have a black rescue cat.
I don't like where this is going.
I don't either.
You asked a question.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
I'm going to figure out how to put that needle on that cat.
On the cat?
On the cat.
And
he likes
to. You don't think that the FBI is going to be like, oh, this cat has a needle on it. Maybe this is the one we're looking for.
Well, this particular barn rescue cat is insane. So there's no way they're even going to know he's in the house.
Solid
it's
plan.
The FBI, bro. They're going to find the cat.
Yeah, they're the FBI, bro.
He's blinking both eyes at the same time right now.
They're the FBI. Yeah, the cat's going to make it out.
Done. All right. We'll call that a natural one of answers.
You haven't met my cat.
I would stick it into a toilet paper roll.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Oh, my cat is not good, but a toilet paper roll. Everybody
no, I
poops.
I don't think it's good. I don't think it would win. I think I the FBI would find
they
it
they would
in the
still
toilet
like...
paper roll. Haven't you ever hit any paraphernalias? The toilet paper roll is the first place they go. I mean, if I'm an FBI agent, I'm checking the toilet paper roll first. I'm checking
the
whole
bag. Now you are because
no,
I told you.
I think that any FBI agent would. They would go through the bathroom with a fine-tooth comb.
They learned that at Langley.
Yeah.
They have a whole class.
When they have a CIA training.
Sure,
at, you know, joint training at Langley.
They're probably going to add it after listening to the show.
They train the CIA.
Oh, I guess Scott's in the CIA now. He knows where they train and stuff.
I wish. Yes, this
Maybe
whole
you are.
Podcast
Whoa!
Is an op.
Nice try, FBI.
Nice try.
Okay. I would put it in a candle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I would push it straight down next to the wick of a candle.
Interesting.
That's pretty good.
And then I probably would light said candle.
That's pretty good. Not
so
better than a cat.
While they're there, the needle just exposes itself.
How long are we going to be there for?
As long as it takes.
They're the FBI. Yeah.
Well,
they don't got nothing better, dude.
He didn't say he was going to light the candle.
I literally just said.
He literally
said he's going to light the candle.
Jordan, but candles burn slowly.
Candles do burn slowy, and I'm thinking it would make it more natural. So they would be like, oh, it's a candle burning.
As a side note, that answers a lot of questions that I have about why Greg's bad ideas always slip through. It's because you just don't hear them.
You just don't listen to me. Oh, Jordan's a great friend of mine who just doesn't listen to me.
No, that makes sense. When he says one, you're just like, that's silly.
I try to listen to everyone, but, you know, in doing that.
He doesn't hear my bad ideas. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have a filter.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm jealous.
That's what they called me in high school.
Jealous?
Filter?
No, filter.
Oh, they called you one and done.
It depends.
He said it.
But that was before we recorded. You've shamed him.
It depends on the sibling.
What about you, Brittany?
I think I would hide a needle. I would slide it up the bottom of a cheese stick.
Whoa, what?
Like I would take a...
She's got Greg's idea, but...
Yeah, or I would grab a screwdriver really quick, unscrew an outlet cover, and like just drop it in the wall, and then put it back.
Ooh.
Still not better than a cat, but
I like you know what?
I know where I'm hiding that
You could flick it in the wall farther, like try to get as close, so it's almost like, how could a crime been committed with that?
I mean, they just get a little x-ray really scanner dumb. And, oh, there's the needle.
FBI doesn't have stuff.
How to get in there?
They have that stuff. No. Here's what I would do. Climb up on the roof, just pick a random shingle, and throw that needle right under that shingle, and then come back down.
You have 10 minutes. You have time to get your ladder out.
Sure, I can climb out the window and not die.
Was that me?
They at Langley, they're trained to search roofs, and drones. That's the first place they would look.
Drones, bro.
Is under a shingle.
Take a drone with
How does
magnet.
It feel? How does it feel, Scott?
Feels like the toilet paper was a bad idea, and the shingle was a good idea.
Well,
you're jealous. That's how it feels.
I'm just saying, they're going to be scanning with a drone the house.
Totally. And they got
There's no way. They would miss that.
Heat maps. They can see your footprints going...
Did you guys know?
Hold on. You know what? I'll allow that.
Did you know that if you are the heat like sensor, thermal imaging, and if you were outside in the woods and you peed on a tree and you were trying to hide, it stays on the thermal imaging for like a half hour.
Dope.
Oh. It takes a while.
No, they can pee warm. I know, but you don't realize how warm it is outside.
That's in your body, bro.
98.6 degrees.
It's in your body.
They're saying even if you like just peed on the ground, it's still visible on the ground, so you need to kick a hole with your foot. I'm teaching you how to survive.
What if...
That's crazy.
You well, you're not going to lay in the... Wait, hold on.
Into your underwear. Can they see that?
You're not going to lay in the pee, so you just pee and move.
Pee and move.
No, because then they see where you've been. They, like... It's a military guy. This is the guy who's showing it.
So what you do is you pee left and you go right.
Exactly.
Double back. Come on, military guy. Get your crap together.
But you got to pee. You can't
get
stop.
Get it together, military guy.
Can't stop, won't stop.
I saw a video like that where some dude just opened an umbrella and was able to hide from thermal imaging behind a regular old umbrella.
A normal one?
Yeah.
Really?
Because it's a shield that's out in front of you that's the temperature of the air. It's not warm at all and it just reflects heat. That's what thermal imaging does.
Genius.
What do you roll?
Natural 20.
A natural 1. Come on, that was a great joke.
It was good.
You're just not, you don't have it today.
I do have it. You don't know comedy.
I just met her.
My youngest and I rewatched Home Alone.
Oh, yes.
And I found out that my youngest is a slapstick comedy fan.
Nice.
He was losing his mind every time like a brick fell on their face or an eye.
Was
so great.
Yeah, I still lose it.
I was laughing at him laughing at this movie. Yeah. It was so great.
He was like belly laughing.
Oh yeah.
You gotta show him some of the old good stuff. Show him some Charlie Chaplin. Three Stooges.
Yeah, Three Stooges. Woo, 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 woo.
Oh, he's gonna love it.
Yeah. Why I oughta.
When he's getting shocked, I still die. It's so his scream is
in
just
number two.
So
it's so good.
Good.
We just watched Trains, Planes, and Automobiles.
So good.
Yes.
Planes, Trains,
we
and Automobiles.
We forced Leona to watch it. And she liked it.
She cracked up the whole time. There's a scene in that where when they get...
They're going the wrong way
on the freeway. They go between the two semi-trucks and they turn into skeletons.
Yeah.
And then John Candy turns into the devil. It's hilarious.
I didn't rewatch that. It's been so long.
Uncle Buck.
Oh my gosh.
That's another one.
He's so good.
He was.
We're all over the place with this. This is just
five
friends chatting.
Yeah.
Why are you always so morbid? Poor John Candy's dead.
Yeah,
you want to make sure that my sentence structure is right. Yeah, he was. let's not have any jelly donuts today.
Wow.
He's gone.
He's still funny for people who are just discovering him.
Go check out John Candy.
Like Greg's son.
You're welcome.
Yeah. While you're at it, go watch Chris Farley, too.
Oh.
Another hilarious actor taken. Yeah.
Oh, come on. Don't put that. Don't put dumb tiss yourself.
You know what? I think they would like that joke if they were alive.
They probably would.
They would.
Yeah. They would laugh.
That's actually not a bad Chris Farley. It's not that bad.
It's pretty good John Candy, too.
Right? Yeah. Couldn't breathe.
The Great Outdoors.
Yeah, The Great Outdoors.
The Great Outdoors, yes. That's so good.
We need to rewatch that. It's been a while. Prepare.
Tracy. I grew up on that movie.
Yeah. That movie is so funny.
If you haven't seen that movie, you're not living.
Yeah.
Get your life together.
I love that
movie. Put the YouTube down. Unless you're listening to this
show. Unless The Great Outdoors is on YouTube. Then.
Oh, yeah. Then you're pirating, and you should freak
YouTube out. You can rent movies on YouTube.
You can?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Man, they're doing it.
Wow. Hey, he's back, everybody.
Yes.
Hi. Where the hell were you?
Come on in. I'm making you a sandwich.
Big
bear.
No.
We're glad you're home, honey.
Chase. Big bear, Chase.
What did you say?
And is jumping on him. The door.
It's so great.
Oh, big bear.
Oh, he's a big bear. That's so funny.
Oh, the 80s when you can wear pastel and play outside.
Make great movies.
Oh, he was also Barf in Spaceballs.
Yes, he was.
He sure was.
It's got a mind of its own.
Yeah. I'm my own best friend. I'm a Mog.
Half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend.
So good.
Brilliant.
But that's
Barf, not me, you don't.
That's Mel. Yeah, this is a Mercedes. Mel Brooks, yeah.
Too good. How do I segue out of this?
You can't.
Just like that. You guys are on the gear smoke. You just saw the coolest glass elephant ever. The artwork I shall now reveal to you, which I think you saw already. But
yeah, it's wild.
There it is.
It's cool. I have a question.
Yes.
That's a crazy looking bomb, man.
It looks like it's made of solid glass.
It is made of solid glass.
How does it move then?
Ah.
The same way that Ibrium does, who is also half made of glass. Some sort of organic glass structure.
Oh.
Isn't that neat?
I suppose.
Isn't that neat? That's neat.
Isn't that special?
I just don't see any seams. So that's interesting.
Well, you can talk to the artists. I'm sure they're on Twitter or whatever. Whatever we're calling it. But you guys are up there with the rest of the passengers of the Gear Smoke. You saw the captain. You saw Ibrium for a moment looking out over this crowd of people, just sort of like nodding and disappears without saying anything.
What was the captain's name?
Elford.
Elford.
Like the boat?
Yup.
What? There's a boat named Elford?
Oh, never mind.
Speedboat.
Gear Smoke?
Yeah.
That's why I don't know speedboats that well.
Yeah.
So.
I only know tugboats. Come on.
Yeah. Paddle wheel boats. Yeah. Tugboats and starships from Star Trek.
Got it. I made a mistake. Thought the boat's name was Elford. Came after the captain.
It's only been like 6 episodes.
I know.
It's okay.
But this thing started moving.
Yeah, it started moving. Immovable rod idea did not work.
There it is, just suspended in midair over the river.
Right. We'll pick that up later.
We were deciding if you were going to fly out and get it, but if you're not fast enough to get back, that would be terrible.
Fly speed,
The boat moves faster than 20 feet per round.
I'm not going to risk it.
No, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Not even for the biscuit?
Not for the immovable rod.
A 10,000 gold piece equipment just... left.
Dang.
It's 10,000? No, it's not.
Okay.
I just jumped off the board.
Someone's swimming.
Give my regards to Alkenstein.
Yeah.
You guys are on your own.
I can move home and open up my own.
I'm going to Disneyland.
Yeah.
What would you like to do now?
So all the rest of the Buccaneers went back to their stations.
Yeah, the guards all disperse. All the clockwork sentries, you notice there's about 18, 20-ish of them that you can try to roughly count. Really hard to do because they're all moving around.
Mm.
But there's a a decent number of them on board.
And the elephant staying put?
Right in the middle.
Where did Ibrahim?
Ibrahim disappeared, he said. Ibrahim. He kind of like just...
Into the top deck area.
We should go find him.
Straight for him?
Why not?
We got to stop this boat.
He can... Doesn't he have like a key fob to let off all the...
all the bombs?
Yeah.
He's got the disarm key on him. We have Parsis, which means the bomb that's next to the cattywampus. Mm-hmm. It's one of the three bombs, and so our key might work for that one. I think this one here is Ibrium's, so we're probably going to need Ibrium's for the glass one. And then there's a third bomb we're still missing, and we haven't gone past the poker room downstairs.
Right. Yeah.
That's where I think it is. I think that door by the canasta table leads to the engine room, or at least somewhere close to it.
Yeah.
So the third bomb is in there.
So the plan right now is to get visuals on all the bombs and then figure out how to disarm them.
Or maybe some way to identify which one we have the key for, because we don't know.
Let's try our key on this thing.
Should we try to first disable the engines?
Slow it down. Yes, yeah. That was our original. That
we
was
need to
our
buy
original
some time,
plan.
Right?
We're two. It's a 2-day journey back. Is that correct, GM? Is it 2 days from Martell to Alphastar?
48 hours from now, you will arrive at the screw as best as you can surmise. But it's 2 nights.
Okay, so we have some time.
Yeah.
Okay, Jordan, what were you going to say?
I was going to say I would bet gold.
Oh boy,
how much?
On 2 gold. Okay. On Ibrium's remote triggering the one for the glass elephant.
Or his key to disarm it. Yeah. Because the only one who's got the remote that sets them all off the kill switch is Loveless.
It's Loveless.
So she can push a button and just blow everything up right now.
And Loveless we did not see.
We did not. We don't still don't know where she's at.
This whole shindig. I assume she's in the captain's quarters.
Because she's a captain?
No, Elford is the captain.
Okay.
I think she's hanging out with her. Because we saw the shield marshals there when we were first exploring the boat. So I think she's hanging out in there.
Okay.
I say our next move is to go back down to the lower level. I guess we fight some buccaneers, and then we go past the canasta table and see what's in that room.
It's Parcheesi, but yeah.
We might find the third bomb and be able to try to disable the engines.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. I'm for it.
All right. Let's go down. So we're just going to walk up and just punch these robots in the face?
Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Is that what we're going to do?
Throw a bomb at them. That's probably too loud, huh?
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
I think it's going to be loud hearing people fight. So, but
let's go.
I'm ready for that ride. Okay. We're going to go back to the passenger level and then go.
Have all the guards gone away?
They've all gone back to the duties that they had before.
Mm-hmm.
Duties. I know you said it. Okay.
Sorry. Sorry, everyone.
They were all childish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go.
You know what?
What's up?
Thunder Buddies.
What's up?
Let us know on Discord. Is us being childish one of the reasons you listen to this show? I want to know.
There you go. Can't wait to edit that out later.
Ah, come on.
Leave it in.
You descend into the passenger deck from the mid deck, and you are in the dining hall area when you come down the stairs.
And the door up at the top there is the kitchen, correct?
Which door?
The one starboard side, right there, yeah.
No, that is a hallway that leads into some more guest room areas.
Gotcha.
Oh, that's the other end of the hallway.
Yep. The kitchen door is...
It's down the other hallway. I remember there now. Here.
Yeah, we think we're going to end up fighting some buccaneers and then making our way down that hallway through that door past the poker table.
The Trivial Pursuit table?
Yeah.
We're just going to change the game every time we talk about it.
Okay.
Alrighty. You are on that level. The Gear Smoke cargo hold level outside the mid... crew quarters area around the corner from the break room that has the 3 Clockwork Buccaneers in it.
Oh, yep.
Let's go in.
All right.
Maybe I can use diplomacy. Well, they're clockwork. I guess that
feel
probably
free
wouldn't
to
work.
Move yourselves around.
We could try getting past them by showing them the key cards.
Huh?
What key cards?
Hey, we have access.
You have keys.
Oh, keys. Yeah. Okay. So we show them the keys.
Jingle some keys.
Fetch!
What about a society check to make them think that I'm like royalty or something?
I believe that...
Seems like you're lying, though. So it's a deception, right?
You would need a costume to look like the crew. And in order to... And is it Impersonate is a
spell.
It's a bluff check,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is usually under deception.
How do I cast confusion on them?
That's mental. That's not going to work.
You will recall that clockwork are immune to mental effects.
Yeah. Dang.
So we're just going to fight them, y'all?
Yeah, I mean.
How about, I guess, I'll ask my question. I think I know the answer, but can I use some engineering lore to figure out how to, like, shut them down?
Roll an engineering lore check.
20 total.
Yeah, you're not familiar with clockwork. Being in Donganhold, you're more about metallurgy, crafting of weaponry, but these clockwork mechanisms are beyond you. Your limited capacity as a thinking man's dwarf. A thinking dwarf's man?
Thinking dwarf's man, yeah. Dwarfsman.
Thinking dwarfsman.
Idiot.
Okay, well.
I could cast Entangle.
What does that do?
All squares in a 20-foot burst. Oh, let's see. Plants and fungi entangle creatures.
That will slow their movement
speed.
That
will slow them down. It won't stop them. Or I have Tangle Vine still.
Same.
Same.
Yep. Murder Vine.
I don't have Murder Vine anymore.
That's right. You had to get rid of that in order to pack on some extra heal spells.
Murder Vine would have been perfect right now.
But now you're the group's healer.
Yeah.
Yay.
I think you just send in Lizards McPunchy and Shooty Dwarf and find out what happens. But that's just me speaking as the GM, who also really would like to fight you guys with these Clockwork Buccaneers.
Right.
We still have the option of trying the vents.
We do.
That is on the table.
Is why I thought maybe...
We wanted me to check, yeah.
Right, and we got interrupted trying to scout to see what's in the other side of that room. Is it even worth going over that way?
Yeah.
So maybe we try that first.
Yeah, try that vent.
Okay.
So there's a vent. The vent they're referring to, Gil, is the vent inside one of the crew quarters rooms. And they're trying to get close to the vent that is closest to the back end of the ship on the cargo hold level that they have not yet investigated. So they all pile into the starboardmost crew quarter, which is right outside the break room, and Luton is going to fly up into the vent in the ceiling.
And we're ready. If this thing swings shut, we're ready to help pry it open so she can get out.
Secret rolls over there.
You climb up into the vent.
Yes.
Which is easy for Luton, being size tiny. She doesn't even have to make an athletics check to do it. She can fly. You're up in the vent, and you can see that about 30 or so feet away, there is another opening further starboard. Past the wall at the back of the supply room and the back of the stairwell, further toward the back of the boat. There is a passage that heads in that direction.
Are you going to peek in it?
You get the feeling that it's about 10 feet past the wall. Are you going to peek in it?
I'm going to go peek in it.
You zoom your little body over to that spot, and you're able to get a peek into the room briefly, and you see a massive cargo area.
Yes.
With an elevator shaft that has been lifted directly above to the mid-deck.
Where Dumbo lives.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be where Glass Dumbo came
but
from.
But look, it doesn't go further than this to the engines. And so that leads me to believe that we still need to go down that hallway.
To get to the engines by the paddle wheel.
Yeah.
There is no other door that exits that cargo room.
Okay.
The only way up and down is from the lift. Wowza.
Yeah, there's one door in the starboard side of the cargo room that you believe leads into the hallway beyond the break room.
Oh, I see it now. Okay. I didn't see that before. Okay.
Right here. Okay. So I go back.
Yep. You go back, spending no time in the vent.
As quickly as possible.
The vent does not shut down for a cleaning procedure while you're in it.
Okay.
Well, Luton, what did you find and what should we do?
There's another giant cargo hold over here. It looks like where they kept the alien.
Yeah, that's
where I keep my aliens.
It looks like this is where they keep the elephant, but there's no way to get to the engines from there, and I think we should go down. We must go down that hallway.
Well, there was one more door in there, right?
Yeah, the door looks like it leads into the hallway.
What if we waited until the vents shut, the cleaning happened, they reopened, and then we all went up there?
And go around.
Kal-El is too big! And if we did that, we could bypass the three Buccaneers there and not alert them.
Kal-El is too big.
Kal-El doesn't fit. Ugh, I don't want to leave him, but I mean,
I don't want to leave him anywhere. But that would get us into the hallway on the other side of the Buccaneers, hopefully timing it so that they're not doing their patrol, and get us into the engine room, which is probably right below the kitchen. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. This thing's huge. Okay, what do you guys want to do then?
Is there a way from the kitchen to get down to this hallway?
We don't know.
We don't know.
That's... Can we? That's my guess. Can we roll a, as we've been getting to know the layout of the boat, a way to know that we would know that?
Well, the Clockwork Buccaneer guards do come out of the kitchen after disappearing further on in the other parts of the boat. And you have seen people in dirty clothing go into the kitchen and never come out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which would be the engineers, maybe.
So I don't want to make the assumption for you.
That's what I'm assuming, but I was wondering if my character would have a way to know that more certainly than Greg. But I'm pretty, in this I'm like case, 95% sure. You're
Greg and Darnayru are one.
We are one. I'm 95% sure that the kitchen and the engine room
are connected.
Yes. Okay, so you guys want to fight the robots? Or leave Kal-El behind and go through the vents.
Well, it sounds like we know where the engine rooms are now. We have a good...
Oh, you just want to go to the kitchen?
Well, yeah, why not?
Diplomacy for the chefs? That's the only thing we'd have to figure out how to deal with them, but okay.
I don't have diplomacy.
I'm down with that.
Do we got a good diplomacy person? A diplomat?
We do. Dipset. I'm a diplomat. I have plus 21. Is that diplomatic enough?
Whoa. That sounds like you could create world peace.
Master diplomacy?
Yeah.
Dang. All right.
The Shumfalla 5 head back up to the passenger deck.
Right?
We're just testing your map skills.
Yeah.
They're getting better. I'm getting faster.
You're doing great, Scott.
You head around the hallways, navigating them, dodging the occasional passenger. You take your giant cat.
What's the play here, Luton? Like, what are you gonna, like, what are we?
I'm going to use my unusualness to distract them. And see if they will show me what they're working on in the kitchen.
Show me what you're working with.
Yep.
Shake your spice. Bake your bread. Serve the plate.
Show me what you're working with. Okay. So we go in the kitchen.
That was really good.
I did a remix.
Really good. Oh, I can't go in there.
Changed my life.
Outstanding. You guys want to enter the kitchen?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, that's a lot of people. That's all right.
You see some kitchen staff in there. A long wooden table runs down the center of this room. There are two forward, as in boat forward, alcoves that are filled with crates of food on either side, starboard and port of the kitchen. The scent of cooked meat and spices hovers in the air.
Oh.
There are stairs near the rear wall that lead down to another deck.
As soon as
you open the door...
Hello!
Oh, yeah, greetings. Apologies, this area is for kitchen staff only.
Oh, that's okay. I've been sent down by Captain Elford to see what you guys are working on for dinner. Maybe you could come over here to this table.
Captain Elford?
Over here.
Chose the dinner.
Yes, Captain Elford just wants to make sure that everything's running smoothly. They're very particular about the meals served here. I'm sure you know.
No, this is very, very good, of course. And tonight for dinner, we have planned spaghetti.
Not spaghetti.
This was
Captain Elford said a mousse bouche and with a side of mashed yams. And so we need to make some changes here to the menu quickly.
You're just a passenger.
No, I'm not a passenger. I'm here at the pleasure of Captain Elford.
Well,
I roll diplomacy check?
No, I need a deception check.
Yeah. This is
straight lies. Like liquid lies poured into their throats.
Well, I can't do that.
I was waiting for you to tell the truth just once.
I was like...
That was all deception.
That was all deception.
I don't want to roll deception.
Well, you have to. You just did all of that. So please, Luton, roll a deception check.
Can I say...
You can aid.
Yeah, I was like, she's telling the truth. That's my aiding.
No, I have to roll so high.
Two passengers. Oh, you are all so odd.
I rolled a natty 19.
Oh my gosh.
What's the total?
35.
Okay. That is a critical success, Greg.
I'm only trained.
Trained? That so plus two to this roll.
That sounded promising.
What did you get with that grunt?
12.
Total?
Total.
So a 14 adjusted.
Oh my god.
Josh?
Please, begging your pardon, but perhaps you remember a meal from a different cruise, but we're preparing Captain Elford's favorite, and we have sailed with her many, many, many times. So,
Luton's going to create a diversion.
Go ahead and just head on back to your stateroom. I'm sure we've just gone underway. A meal will be soon, unless I can get you a snack or
Luton
something.
Luton lights whatever's on the stove on fire.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if you sink the boat, you win.
Okay. The kitchen staff are, like, panicking, and they're like, what was that? And you say the command word for prestidigitation, I guess.
Yes.
And none of them know what's going on. But they busily try to put out the fire, and then they get it out in a few seconds because they're trained kitchen staff.
Oh, I was going to run in there and pretend to help.
Is this something that we can help you all with? What are you doing? I think maybe it's time that you just...
Hello.
Head on back to your...
How are you?
Oh, there's a third one.
Actually, what we're trying to do is make sure that there's no weapons on board.
More lies.
I'm sure.
Your it's not a lie.
Blue face.
Hold on here.
It's not a lie.
I tell you what, I will give you one last chance here. I'm going to call security.
Tell the truth.
Hold on here. I'm sure you know me.
I've never seen you before in my life, so.
Well, I'm someone of fine grandiose.
And I'm someone who's completely run out of patience.
I understand.
So say what you're going to say, well, or get out of my kitchen now.
I'm pretty sure you know who I am.
All right, that's enough.
I'm going to roll a society
Since
check.
Your mouth continues to run and goes over to the wall and pushes an alarm.
Don't do that!
Oh, my gosh. You should have just told the truth.
I did. I said I'm a society person.
Well, you don't make a society check to negotiate with anybody.
Or to raise their view, make an impression.
Thanks, Greg.
Okay, we got to get out of the kitchen.
Roll a diplomacy check.
I can't.
Oh. Oh, you're just
okay, coming I'll up roll with a stuff? Diplomacy
no, that's
check.
That's good. But... I want you to.
Oh, this is terrible.
Oh, my God! Natty 20.
He's got a plus one.
I got a plus 20. So I got a 21.
Can I aid?
Sure.
Yay.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't even believe that.
About 38.
Hey. What is happening? Why didn't you guys just tell the truth?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Hey. Your ship is about to be blown up, and we need to make sure that you guys are safe. Let us go check
the
engine.
Way too much truth. How about we just really want to see the engines?
Oh, I would have
You're right. Truth. I'm not good at this.
Wow.
Rub it in,
you're
Mark.
Great
That's
at it.
Great.
You guys are great.
Thanks. I got 920.
Forgive me,
Laugh
sir.
Laugh more about it.
It's hilarious.
It is. It's great.
To you.
It's good no, radio.
This
it's
is
good.
Hilarious it's to everybody.
Radio. Oh, my gosh.
Forgive me, sir. I'm very busy, very distracted. We're trying to prepare food for 60 people.
Okay.
Please continue about your day. This kitchen is off limits to anyone but the kitchen staff.
If you're going
to
be that way about it, then...
it's just the fact. It's just it's yes. the kitchen. Thank you for stopping by. I'm sure everything will be to your liking.
Yes.
If I can't make you anything, I will just ask you politely to return to your stateroom upstairs.
All right. We're going to use the stairs.
All right. I'll just use the stairs right over here then.
Those stairs go down.
Exactly. That's
to,
where I'm going.
To the
going
engine.
Down.
No, that is definitely an off-limits area.
They go down to the engine room.
Yes.
Okay. Can I see the engine? You give me a tour?
You want a tour of the boat?
Absolutely. Can we start in the engine room,
will
please?
Will you go downstairs and get one of them, please?
No.
And one of the kitchen staff runs down the stairs.
Oh, great.
And then they return a few seconds later with a greasy-looking...
A grease monkey!
Like, engineer.
Hey, you!
Hey, what is it?
Hi, how are you? Listen, I've been all around the world, and I'd really love to see your engine room.
We're not really supposed to let...
I totally understand.
...guests down there.
Totally understand that, but, it's only once in a lifetime you get to see an engine room like the engine room that you have, and I'd like to see your engine room.
It's kind of embarrassing how obsessed with engines he is.
I really love engines.
Okay.
My middle name used to be Engine.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm going to need you to roll a diplomacy check or an engineering lore check.
Yeah! You just go
I'm so
engineer
excited.
The face off of this guy.
I'm so excited.
This is great.
How many cubits is your scratch and sniff down there?
What? How do you know about the scratch and sniff? It's 7 cubits. This guy is amazing.
It's a 27.
27?
It's a 27.
You know, I appreciate someone who knows a thing or two about engines.
I knew you would.
But it's very unsafe down there, and we're under very strict instructions not to let anyone downstairs for any reason at all. My apologies, sir, but I'm gonna have to decline your request.
Okay.
Sorry.
A quick peeky-boo?
Disappears down the stairs.
Oh. Do you guys have any late Jay?
Yes, of course. Pours you a glass of leche.
I lick it. I don't drink it.
I was waiting for him to pour it in a bowl.
Can I use Kal-El to intimidate all the kitchen staff
boy.
So we can walk past?
We're escalating.
You definitely
what is
can.
We're escalating.
That button's getting pressed.
So Luton hands on the button. And then Kal-El makes his way into the kitchen.
All the hooty hoo.
And then,
goodness gracious, is that a jaguar? Jaguar.
Jaguar.
Roll intimidation.
For Kal-El.
Yeah.
Come on, Kal-El.
Okay. Or do I roll for Luton?
I mean, technically you roll for Luton and you can have Kal-El aid. That's how that should go down.
Okay.
What do you say with this intimidation?
We would like you to let us pass so that we can go down the stairs.
Also would have worked for diplomacy, but go ahead.
I really like engines.
May we please go by?
22 for Luton.
Ooh.
And... ugh.
14
for
Kal-El.
Oh my
gosh.
She like massaged her own shoulders.
I'm sick of
in
this.
Pain.
Oh man.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but the kitchen staff have had much worse than the threats of a jaguar, apparently.
I'm going to light it all on fire. If you don't
fireball.
Let us pass, I'm lighting it on fire.
Oh, you'd be doing us all a favor at this point. We work tirelessly day and night for that man, that crazy Nexian wizard. Love him.
Oh.
Love him.
Great guy.
Great boss. But come on. Just go, please. Just go.
All right.
Am I misreading that was an invitation to ask more questions?
Go for it.
Probably.
Okay, just make it sure. I don't know if that was a flavor fun thing.
Just right. Go down the stairs?
Just go away from here.
No,
okay.
Let's go back.
Yeah, we need to go back.
Let's go There's back to the Canasta table.
This is your last chance.
Let's fight
don't
those guys.
Don't make me call them.
Like, if they call security, it's going to be a
much
It's
going to be way more than three immediately.
I've given you every fair chance.
The tortured kitchen staff.
It would draw more attention to have a fight in the kitchen than it would down in the lower deck.
Yeah.
The Shumfollow Five, reluctantly... crouch at the starting line and head back to their staterooms.
That was terrible.
Just wasting so much
that
time.
That was so bad.
And are now outside the stairwell door that heads back down into the lower decks of the Gear Smoke.
Does Kiwe have a smoke bomb that he can throw? We can just run past these guards?
Smoke bomb. I got a healing bomb. I got a quick bomber.
That's a feat.
Yeah. It's made of feet. No smoke bomb.
What time of day is this?
It's about midday.
So they're making lunch?
Yeah. And prepping,
are they in the kitchen 24 hours a day?
They're prepping dinner, actually. That's what they're doing. There's not someone in the kitchen 24 hours a day.
Ah.
You would assume.
What time is it?
Okay, so
it's
midday. But here's the deal. We know there's a bomb on the dance floor. We know there's a bomb in the elephant room. Not elephant room, the... Catwalk room. There must be the third bomb in the higher levels on the boat, probably where Loveless is. That's what I'm thinking. We're trying to go to the engine room,
right?
Well, you think it's in the engine room though?
Go ahead. Sorry,
well, I'm just saying.
You're right. Go ahead.
The only thing below that we're missing here, underneath that storage area, is the hallway and the engine. Do we really think there's a bomb sitting in the engine with all the grease monkeys?
No.
Even if it's not...
We still have to disable the
That's why we're
engines.
Going down.
I know, but I'm like, how much trouble are we going... What we need to do is disable the bombs. We need to find the third bomb and disable it. Mm-hmm. Yes, it would be nice to slow the engines down, but we were trying to do that before the boat started moving.
Yeah, well...
So now I'm like concerned that we're... The whole kitchen staff is like, what's going on? These five people are weird. And I want to push the button to call the cops. we go down there and fight to get into this engine room and find it's just full of grease monkeys and an engine, we could try to slow the thing down. Yes. I don't know. I'm just thinking the other bomb's in the upper floors.
What do you think, Jordan?
I think there's a chance the bomb could be in the engine room.
Surely?
It would make sense to have... it would make sense for the third bomb to be close to Loveless, though, so she may want to keep her eyes on it.
Do you think we should try to get into the engine room?
I still want to get in the engine room.
I do too.
I think it'd be worth it to try to disable the engines.
Do we know how to disable the bombs? Is it the keys?
Yeah, we have a key. We already have one of them.
We have one key. We need two more keys.
Which I'm now starting to think the key we have is for the one in the Katablopas room.
Should we try to disable one of them with the key we have now?
The only one we have access to easily is the elephant in the middle of the dance floor. Just potentially we could try to sneak our way to find a keyhole.
In the front of everyone? Yeah.
So I say we go back downstairs, past Knessa table, through that door.
Which fight those three.
We have to fight those guys.
At long last, fight those three.
Okay.
Stop drawing it out.
Seems like that's
I want to fight the Katablopas.
I think we fight the Katablopas.
That's what I want to do.
I'm down for that, too.
Well, actually, I think we should slow the
boat down.
The boat down.
Either way.
Let's let the dice decide.
Let's let the dice decide.
What are our options?
Wow.
I think it's a 50-50.
Cattywampus.
It's the cantaloupe.
Try to sneakily disable the elephant.
Oh, I guess we have three options.
Yeah. Or.
But I really do think that is part. That is Ibrium's.
Yeah.
Ibrium's. Yeah.
So we're
gonna
need Ibrium's key for that.
So let's table that.
Okay. I'm gonna roll a d4.
Uh huh.
Odds is cattywampus.
Okay.
Evens is engine room.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay.
That's a two.
You rolled a two.
A two.
So, engine room.
Let's engine go. Room.
Okay.
All right.
So we do on the Dice Thunder. We roll dice.
So dramatic.
And all thunder.
You guys head back down to the cargo hold deck, mid-deck, not the fore deck where the Katablopas is.
Correct.
And you have a moment here before you start combat to outfit yourselves, knowing that these Clockwork Buccaneers are right around the corner and that you may need to tussle with them in order to get past.
Cue armament montage.
Yeah.
I like it.
Like Mr. and Mrs. Smith when they're in the department store.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen the movie since it came out.
Oh, man.
It's a TV show. Movie. Amazon Limited.
I don't like the show.
What is now, but...
We're gonna need a montage. Even Rocky had a montage.
Montage! Yeah.
Always fade out in a montage.
And does anybody have any prep they need to do?
No, like run in there here's the deal. You could try to talk your way out of this, but I don't see that happening.
I don't either.
Since they're clockwork.
They're just not going to... They're like, get out of here. You're not supposed to be here. Yeah. We've seen you here before. We need to... Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got incredible initiative. Let me tell you something.
So incredible.
So incredible. And I got Living Fortitude going to be casting that too.
Get ready for a fight music.
Yeah.
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 That's great. That's perfect.
You guys are ready now.
Oh, we're ready.
All right, move yourselves about. How would you like... What's the marching order? Going around the corner into the very tiny break room.
Well, we're not down there yet. We're
on the four squares map. Wide by three squares tall. So the Shumfall of Five are 10 feet to the end of the hallway, and the marching order is out front Ixel, right behind him Kibwe, then Luton and Kal-El, and taking up the rear Darnayru.
I was kind of hoping to be further up there, but it's really crowded in this hallway.
Here, I can move.
Okay, so marching order now is Ixil out front, followed closely by Darnayru. Pleather Shabadin, Big Laden.
Wow.
Fubli.
Ramba Chamba.
Fubli. Out front is Ixil, followed closely by Darnayru. Behind him, Kibwe. And taking up the rear is Luton and Kal-El, as Kal-El squeezes down the hallway.
The middle is the new front.
So, what's your guys'... You're just charging in here, fists a-blazing?
Or are you just going to walk straight to the door and just start opening it like you're just walking through?
Yeah, Ixel's going to just walk to the door like...
I do wish we had a ladder and a clipboard.
Really?
As soon as you come around the corner, the Clockwork Buccaneers immediately see you and they go into their routine. This area is off-limits to passengers. Please return to the upper decks.
It's all right. Continue your game
this
of Uno.
This area is off limits to passengers.
No, continue your game of Uno.
Please
I'm
continue to the
on.
Upper decks. And after they repeat the command twice, a arm extends from all three of them, and the hand at the end of the arm breaks open, and a gun barrel exposes itself. And then with their offhand, they draw a long cutlass out of a sheath on their hips.
Overkill.
This is your last warning. Yeah. We will forcibly remove you from this level if you do not return on your own.
Bring the smoke.
Draw four.
Roll for initiative.
There it is. So they are pirates.
Wow, it's been a minute, Shumfollow 5, since you've rolled for initiative.
Yeah.
Let's start off with our newest characters, Kiwi Nyoka. What'd you get?
21 total.
Ooh, that's pretty bad.
Tell me you rolled.
I rolled 91.
Ixil.
Oh. 26 total.
Luton.
27.
And Darnayru.
38.
And you rolled stealth, right?
Okay. Look at me. What? I didn't add one to everybody's because of my
everybody,
scouting.
That's right. Everybody goes up by one.
I take that back. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And that 38 includes that one for you?
It does not. So 39.
Okay. We're starting initiative. Cue the combat music. Darnayru is the first to act in this combat.
Yes, he is.
Shumfollow 5 are right at the edge of the hallway leading into the break room. Four squares wide, three squares tall, a table in the center. The two squares there in the center that have the table in them are difficult terrain, so you will need to take double movement in order to move into them, but you can move into them. And Darnayru, who was around the corner, is still hidden and
so the cool
hidden
thing is
and undetected.
Hidden and undetected. So I can run 5, 10, 15, 20, 20 feet into that corner.
Yes.
Right next to...
So Darnayru is in the lower left corner. The Clockwork Buccaneers are all up against the bottom wall in the opposite corner from Darnayru, and then so now there's four tokens all along those four squares at the bottom, Darnayru and three Buccaneers.
And so he's off guard to me because I've acted before him.
That is correct.
And I am going to do Twin Feint.
Okay.
Right out the gates.
So a move action and Twin Feint, roll to hit, please. Remember everything you guys know about Clockwork?
No.
They're immune to all kinds of stuff, like mental. They are usually weak to certain things. They are also resistant to other things.
Worthless. 21 for my first hit.
That is a miss, even off guard.
Yeah. And then, so now my second one, let's see if this does better. A natty 18 plus 15, 33.
33 is a hit?
A hit. Okay, so this was my other Flissa. This is not undead. Okay, so 22 damage. Not how I'd hope that first.
22 slashing, piercing. What is it? What is all your damage?
It is slashing for all of that.
Okay.
Well, there's some precision damage.
Okay, but precision damage is the same type.
Yes.
As the other damage. And you notice that your flisses drag across the heavily armored body of the Clockwork Buccaneer. Do make some purchase, but not as much as you'd like.
Okay. Okay, so because I hit an off-guard or a flat-footed creature, I get to do my precise debilitation, so I'm going to do an extra 2d6 damage.
Well, okay.
So I'm going to roll that right now.
And all of this goes through before, like it's all one source of damage, right?
Correct. It's all the same source of damage, and it was only four more damage.
Okay.
And that is a move, a miss, and a hit. So that's my whole turn.
That was a great turn by Darnayru.
Debatable.
Oh. You know, first blood.
That's true.
First oil.
Oh.
First hydraulic fluid. Blah, blah,
blah. The next creature to act is not Ixil Thraxos.
No.
It is Buccaneer number 3, who is in the far corner opposite of Darnayru. We'll take a move action to stand directly in front of the door that leads beyond, and will level its pistol arm. It has an arm gun at Ixil, because it did not notice Darnayru, so Ixil was the first person that it saw. So I'm, oh my gosh, it's combat. I'm rolling to hit. Shooting at Ixil for the first time. I got a 39 to hit.
Wow.
Dang it.
Sorry.
I was so excited to do some but awesome.
Not a crit.
Not a crit,
I mean, that would have killed Varg just outright. He would just die, right? But that's not a crit against Ixil.
No, it's not.
Incredible. You take 15 piercing damage from the bullet in the arm gun.
All right.
That attack also is like a shotgun blast, not like a pistol shot. And so it does normally would do splash damage, but there are no Shumfollows next to Ixil at the moment.
No Shumfollows.
You just take two more splash damage.
Okay.
And then that is the end of its turn as it reloads that arm gun. And that brings us to Ixil Thraxos.
Yes!
Ixil is going to run up.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
This is the first turn for Ixil. I promise to be this excited once your turn too, Duval. But what's he going to do? All right, I'm sorry. I'll add some flavor to it.
It has been months. I've been waiting for this.
I'll add some flavor to it.
Do it.
Ixil's big mohawk, his bright yellow mohawk, flares up, and he goes, and he just runs up. Yes. He runs up, balls his fist, and he does a flurry of blows.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So I'm going to...
Wait, you got to tell Gil what flurry of blows
is. Okay.
Because we've never monked.
Flurry of blows. Make two unarmed strikes. If both hit the same creature, combine their damage for the purposes of resistances and weaknesses, and I apply my multiple attack penalty to the strikes normally.
And that, how many actions does that take?
That's only one action.
That's only one action to do two attacks.
That's awesome.
And then you can replace one of those attacks with a combat maneuver, right?
That's coming.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Coming. All right. Well, Ixil, it's time.
First hit. How's 40?
What?
Holy cow.
A natty 19
oh my
for a 40
gosh.
To hit.
That is a critical success.
Yes it is.
Delete this fool.
That is 44 damage for the first one.
Just the first attack. And this is a bludgeoning?
This is bludgeoning.
Okay. Wow.
Second is 27 to hit.
That is a miss.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. 44 damage to 44 you.
44 damage.
Also, I have an ability called Stunning Blows.
Yes,
so
you do.
So if either Flurry of Blows strikes hits, your target is stunned one. You need to successfully roll a Fortitude save, beating a DC 29.
Question.
Fortitude.
What are the traits of Stunning Blows? Like, what type of attack is it? Is it mental?
Stunning Blows doesn't say...
That's what I'm asking for. I'm wondering if it is a mental.
It's not.
This is an incapacitation effect.
Okay.
So that might be a problem.
They're not immune to incapacitation effects. Let me check here.
There's no other...
The incapacitation trait, an ability with this trait, can take a character completely out of the fight or even kill them, and it's harder to use on a more powerful character. If a spell has the incapacitation trait, any creature of more than twice the spell's rank treats the result of their check to prevent being incapacitated by the spell as one degree success better, or the result of any check the spellcaster made to incapacitate them as one degree success worse. If any other effect has the incapacitation trait, a creature of higher level than the item, creature, or hazard generating the effect gains the same benefits. These creatures are not higher level than Ixil. There is nothing in this rulebook that says that these robots cannot be incapacitated by your absolutely lethal punching, and I now need to roll a fortitude save.
Excellent.
Fortitude.
It almost is like you punched it so hard it's like vibrating and like stuns
exactly.
it just a little bit.
Yeah, like, or you knocked it off balance to the point where it has to like recover, because stunning something takes an action away. And they don't gain that action back at the beginning of their next turn. So I'm rolling a fortitude save with
this
Buccaneer.
Awesome.
All day. What's the DC?
29.
I failed.
Whoa!
Yes, you did.
So I am stunned one with that character.
Nice.
Excellent.
You have taken away an action from this creature on its next turn.
Incredible. What a great first turn.
Welcome to the show, Ixil.
Huh? He's got an action left, doesn't he?
Guess what? Right? That was just a benefit of Flurry of Blows.
Yeah, he's not done.
That was two actions. My last action is I'm going to use Tongue Disarm.
Whoa.
On this guy. Yeah.
Yes.
To attempt to disarm him of his sword.
Slurp. Is that what you're going to call it?
Okay. Disarm has the attack trait, so this will be your third base attack modifier.
Okay.
And if I am reading this correctly, you disarm by rolling an athletics check against my fortitude DC, which is what it says here in the player core rulebook. Attempt an athletics check against the target's... Oh, reflex DC, excuse me.
And you should have a pretty low reflex DC.
Well, we'll see. Maybe I have a very high reflex deck.
It's possible. Anyway, we've never faced a buccaneer clockwork. So.
Roll. Your tongue darts out of your lizardly head right at the scimitar in the buccaneer's hand. Roll an athletics check.
Not great. 23.
23 is a failure.
Shoot.
Okay. Against the DC. The reflex DC is 10 plus a reflex mod.
Okay.
And that is your turn.
That is.
What a turn.
Great turn.
Okay. Well.
Nice.
Next up is old Lightning Bolt herself, Luton.
Good job, Kermit.
Lightning Bolt Luton.
What I remember about clockwork creatures is they don't like lightning.
Yeah.
Or they don't like electricity.
They don't.
Same.
So Luton would
I don't like being zapped by it either.
Luton would like to cast electric arc.
Okay.
That's the two target one.
Yes, it is.
Range of 30 feet.
I don't think she even has to move.
No. Nope. She has to take one step.
Yeah, you're 35 feet away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shoot.
Yeah. So one action to move, but you can move closer if you want.
I was going to use my third action for something else.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Let me see. Yeah, Blazing Bolt is a fire spell.
And you can only see one of these to target them as well. So that's okay. One action, though.
Okay. So Luton's going to take one action to move closer.
Okay.
Here.
So Luton that moves puts me 10 in feet range. Closer. It does put you in range of the same one that Ixil attacked, Buccaneer number 3.
Yeah, I would like to target the one Ixil already.
All right. I need to roll a reflex save.
Yes.
And then will you roll a d4? Odds will be number 1 and evens will be number 2?
1.
Okay, so number 1's going to take the bounce of the electric arc. Looks like it is DC 29. Yours are all 28, right?
Mine are all 28. Yeah, I thought she was one higher than me.
Yeah, it is DC 29. I got a 40 and a 41.
Whoa. Wow.
Natural 20 on the first one. And a 40 on the second one total. So I do not take any damage bar from your electric arc. Do you have an electric arc miss noise?
Wait, that was an auto hit that you run?
I roll reflex saves against. And
do clockworks have high reflex?
Generally
speaking,
no. It would
seem that these do.
All right, that's my turn.
Kal-El's bonus action charges in there.
Yeah.
And he can move right in behind Ixil and still strike really any of these. With his
long arms,
long swipe.
He
with
just
his reach.
Does a circle with his claws out. Yeah. And just
doesn't even need to. I mean, he could technically move into the hallway here, just at the edge of the hallway, and still hit Buccaneer 1. It's your call. Do you want him all the way in the room or at the edge of the hallway?
I don't know. I guess all the way in the room. All
right, that gives him the most targets, and I'm assuming you want him to attack number 3 that's already been attacked.
Yeah.
All right, roll to hit with Kal-El's pounce as he charges into the room.
With his pounce?
His cat pounce. It's just a jaws attack, but he moved and attacked as one action.
So I'm rolling for jaws?
Yes, that's his highest damage.
So that's 27?
27 is a miss. It is Buccaneer 1's turn that took some damage from Darnayru.
He did.
He's standing melee with Darnayru and also Kal-El and will strike with its scimitar against Darnayru. A 27 to hit Darnayru.
That's a miss.
Okay.
Hey.
Yeah.
With its second strike, it's going to try to attack Kal-El. The weapon it's attacking with does have the sweep trait, and so it will be a +1 to this roll.
At the second map.
At the second map, which is 29.
That's a hit.
All right. 19 scimitar damage to Kal-El. And the third strike will... I'm just going to swing 3 times, and the third one will go against Darnayru. Yeah, 16 to hit Darnayru.
That's a critical miss.
All right. That is the end of Buccaneer 1's turn. We now reach the gun-toting dwarf from Dongan Hold, Kibwe Nyoka.
I've been waiting for this for a long time.
So have we all.
So he moseys down the hall so he can get... I can't shoot through people.
You can.
I'm going to shoot at number 2.
All right. It gets a soft cover bonus from having to shoot through your ally.
He's going
to
use this two-action situation called shot. You target a specific area of your foe's anatomy to debilitating effect. Declare a part of your foe's anatomy. I want to take out the arms.
Okay.
To target and make a ranged weapon strike. If you hit and deal damage, the target takes one of the following effects based on the body part you've targeted. So the arms, the targeted is enfeebled 2 until the end of your next turn. On a critical hit, it is also enfeebled 1 for 1 minute. So I'm going to roll a hit.
Can you just get a critical on this?
That is what I'm trying to do.
Just do us a favor and roll perfectly. This is a 2-action cast.
You know what I just did?
You no literally rolled way. A nat 20.
Nat 20. Oh my gosh. Enfeebled 1 for 1 minute and enfeebled 2 until the end of your next turn. Wow.
Oh my goodness.
That is and some damage on top of that.
Some great damage that gets doubled.
Which one were you shooting at?
Number 2.
Okay.
This damage gets doubled on a critical, right? And so
oh yeah. Yeah,
I'm rolling 3d8 plus 4 piercing plus 1d6 electricity plus 3 piercing splash damage.
Okay.
Times 2 plus your critical specialization, which you got to scroll down to read. firearm specialist target is stunned one.
Oh my
with a
gosh.
With a fort save.
What? Wow. You shot at number Buccaneer two.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot going on
here. There is a lot going on. This high level play is driving me crazy. My poor wife wants to go to bed.
And we're doing math.
I got a 36 on my fortitude save against your stunning critical specialization, which is a pass. It's DC 29.
That's a 9.
That sounded shotgunny.
That's 16. Yeah. That's 21.
Like yeah, see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
21 plus 4 is 25.
My Tommy gun don't.
25 piercing damage plus 5 piercing splash damage. Wait.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
25 times 2 is 50.
Correct.
And then I got a 2 on the 1d6.
Which is electric?
So that's 4 electricity damage.
4 electricity damage, and then 3 piercing splash damage.
So 57 damage, 4 of which was electricity.
Yes.
Okay. So that's a lot.
That is a lot, dude.
Well, doesn't my 3 piercing splash damage get doubled too?
No.
It doesn't. Okay.
Why wouldn't it?
Why?
Range crit damage is just times 2 plus crit specialization.
And then it says separately plus 3 splashing. Let's check.
I'm sorry. Just because it said it after the range damage, that's a total assumption of mine. I don't know if that's correct.
Let's check. Player core 2.
I did more damage than you, Kermit.
Reddit says sadly no.
Yeah, okay. It is no. It's just normal damage on the splash, which is good because that hits Kal-El as well.
Yeah.
So Kal-El takes 3 splash damage.
Dang it.
Buccaneer 1 takes 3 splash damage. Buccaneer 2 takes 3 splash damage. But the 57 damage from the crit along with the electricity. You guys remember Clockwork are resistant to physical damage.
Uh-huh.
So 10 of that physical damage is negated by their resistance. But they are weak to electricity by 10. So those two resistances and weaknesses offset. So they take full damage from Kibwe's attacks, all of them,
nice.
And his crit. And I'm enfeebled 2 until the end of your next turn. And basically enfeebled 1 for the rest of my life.
So great.
Wowza.
So I got one more shot left.
You moved. That is it. That is the end of your turn.
That's right.
It's because your legs are so short.
Got him. Dwarf joke. So it is Clockwork Buccaneer 2's turn.
Demolition.
Who is going to take a step away from the group into the far corner, aim its arm pistol at Kibwe, who just shot him really, really a lot. It's really a lot
really
of shooting.
Really a lot.
Really a lot of shoot death. With its arm gun, a 33 to hit.
That's a hit.
Does he get soft cover?
He does get soft
cover. That's still a hit. Yeah.
Yeah, you would have you the same cover that I got from you shooting through Kal-El. And 15 damage, reloads with its last action. And that is the end of its turn. That brings us to the end of round 1.
Nice.
That brings us to the top of round 2, and we're going to keep it going to see what these Shum Follow 5 are capable of.
Oh, yeah.
Shummy follows.
We start off combat with Buccaneer 3, who is stunned by the Monk of the Fist.
Wait, didn't I go first?
Didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I was going to say, I don't remember him going before me.
It is Darnayru.
The first thing I'd like to do on this round is analyze weakness. So I need to, I can't do that until I roll a recall knowledge on these guys. And okay. I forgot what I'm supposed to roll.
Crafting or not crafting. I think it's just crafting.
I think it is just crafting because these aren't humanoid.
I think it's Arcana and crafting. I'll double check, but I know you're not going to roll Arcana. So.
Well, I get a plus 16 to both now because that was the one thing I got trained in.
Nice.
And I rolled a 10.
Feel free to throw
26?
Your roll there. A 26.
Wait, isn't that the DC for our level? No, it's 27.
But that's the DC for level 10. That's a success.
Yes. Nice. Never happens.
These are Clockwork Buccaneers, finely crafted. In fact, some of the finest crafted clockwork you guys have yet faced. Is there anything in particular you'd like to know about them? I've already revealed a lot without even a recall knowledge check. They are weak to electricity and orichalcum. They are resistant to all physical forms of damage. They're immune to all the things that constructs are immune to. These are standard things that the Shum Follow 5 would have tattooed to the backs of their hands at this point.
Yeah. I mostly did this to know its name so that I can use Analyze Weakness later, but I do want to know their weakest save.
Their weakest save is their will save.
Their will save.
Yep.
Okay.
Can we finally know what game they're playing on the table?
They were not playing. They were just standing in wait.
Okay.
They were watching to make sure no one cheated on the game.
Okay. They're guarding what's beyond this room.
It was Pathfinder.
Okay. Really? Yeah. They were all playing Pathfinder, yes.
Pathfinderception.
That's meta.
I'll give you something else. What else do you want to know? Because that's not enough.
I would like to know if they have any reactionary...
any reactionary special abilities.
Yeah.
Let's see. They do not.
Okay. Then for my second action, the layout of how they spread out is a little concerning to me, but I'm going to move into the worst position possible. I'm going to attempt to tumble behind and land basically on the chairs right in between everyone. So okay. I'm going to roll an acrobatics against your reflex.
Very good.
And I rolled a 32.
That is a failure.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, wait. Hold on. I'm sorry. No, that is a success.
Is it?
That
is a
success. I'm so sorry.
I was like, that's a high roll, but still.
Even though it was just 10 plus, I couldn't do the math that fast. Wow.
Okay, so now I have one action left. He's off guard to me, and I will make a single strike with one flisser. Natty one. Awesome. I rolled a natty one. A natty one.
Oh.
So he's off guard. Does that hit?
No.
Okay, just checking.
And now that character will, in the corner with Ixil, will take its turn. And the first thing that it does is it raises its scimitar to attack you, but then dekes you out. I roll a deception check against your perception DC.
Ooh. Interesting.
Very interesting. So I got a 20, dirty, against your perception DC, which is 10 plus
10
your...
plus. Yeah, it's a fail.
It's a fail. All right. So this creature tried to feint an attack, but it failed, and then it will strike at you with a melee strike.
Go ahead.
A 29 to hit.
That's a miss.
Yeah.
And I have a dodge away as a reaction. So I'm going to, if I can't, I don't know if this is going to work, but I want to move next to Darnayru.
That is an adjacent square. I mean, what's the, down?
Down or right? It's a tight spot for all these advanced maneuvers.
No, leave it. Yeah, we'll
never mind.
We'll leave it.
Keep your reaction?
Yeah, try not to go
We're
into
gonna keep
flanking.
My reaction.
Okay.
I'm not playing Vark, so.
Swinging a second time, 21 to hit. That is a miss.
Wait.
Yep.
He's stunned.
Oh, I don't even get a second attack. Never mind.
Good
Thank
memory,
you.
Greg.
Yes. I was like, wait a minute.
I'm no longer stunned, but that is the end of my turn.
How'd he get stunned?
Punched me so hard it hurt my soul.
He punched him in the robo belly.
And now it's Ixil's turn.
Robo belly. Okay, first thing I'm going to do is use my tail to trip you.
Oh, wow. Athletics check
cool.
against my reflex DC.
Mm-hmm.
With your first attack bonus, top of the order.
36.
That is success. I am prone.
Nice.
And now while you're on the ground, I'm going to use Flurry of Blows.
Oh my gosh.
Nice.
40 to hit.
40 is a critical success.
Yes.
Who wow. is this lizard?
Ixil.
First amount of damage is 42.
Golly.
Okay. Actually, hold on. Before I continue, would this be on my second attack modifier?
It would be on your second attack modifier.
Okay, so let's... Unfortunately,
Rewind.
Erase the 30. Or erase the 40. My second to hit is... My second attack modifier, my first strike, is 30.
Minus 10?
No.
It's only minus 5, or if it's agile, it's minus 4. So it's a 35 or 36 to hit.
Yeah, Jordan.
If you rolled a 40...
Yeah.
It's my first attack modifier is plus 21.
Okay.
Goes down to plus 17.
Yeah,
I
which
rolled
is,
13.
How did you get a plus 40?
How did you get you 40
already rolled,
on the first one?
You rolled and got a 40.
What was your first dice roll?
Yeah.
My first dice roll was a 90-19.
So that's you what you rolled.
That, you keep that.
Oh,
is that for your trip?
Yeah.
Keep the 19.
Keep the 19.
Adds, okay.
Yeah. I don't want you're robbing yourself.
Oh,
I do that
you.
All the time
I appreciate
with this
that.
Damn
yeah,
dice roller.
Okay. Okay. I appreciate that then. Okay, so then the first hit then would be 37.
That is still a crit.
Still a crit.
Because you knocked him prone.
Nice.
Okay.
And so his AC went down by
and
a bunch.
And he's flat-footed.
Right. It's even, yeah. It's so
I love
37.
How
is 37?
Yeah. And my
is
second
still a crit.
My second roll is a
was that 44
was
damage?
A 42 damage.
42 damage.
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
And my second would be at my third attack modifier would be a plus 13, so 27 to hit.
That is a successful hit because he's prone.
Yes.
Yeah.
That
yeah,
is a total of 60 damage.
Dang.
Oh my gosh.
What was the second damage amount?
18.
18. So all that goes through. That because of the flurry of blows damage reduction thing, I have to make sure that I'm tracking it right. It's, wow, you just clubbed the snot out of Buccaneer 3, knocked it to the ground, and then punched it twice. Still has an action left, but I see a raised
holding a
interrupt over here.
I'd love to roll my opportune backstab.
Yeah, Darnayru, who positioned himself to be next to all three of these Buccaneers for opportune backstabbings.
Rolled a natty 11
Uh-oh.
Plus 19. 30?
Yeah.
Is that 30?
Yeah, it is 30.
30!
Which is a success.
Yes, okay.
Because he's not prone.
Sweet.
I mean, it's a success if he was standing up. He got punched twice. The Shumfall of Five are cleaning house. This is great.
Okay, so he's off guard. 24.
24.
And then 3 electric damage.
All right, so 27 total. 10 comes off, but 10 goes right back on, so the 27 sticks. And that Buccaneer is looking pretty shredded, and not because he's been hitting the gym, but because he's been torn to tiny little pieces by the Shumfall of 5. Third action, XL, because it's still his turn.
Nice.
Do you still need to roll against another stunning blows?
I sure do. All this maintenance, maintenance, maintenance. I wouldn't be stunned too because I'm no longer stunned. But
you just okay. You just go back and
I got
stun
a 34.
That is a success.
All right, not stunned.
Okay.
Okay.
My last action. I'm gonna try lightning tongue again. Use it on the clockwork in the bottom right corner.
Now for Gil, keeping track at home here. That's a fourth attack action in the same round by the monk. You can never go below your third map, according to the research I did when Jordan made this character, because we knew this would come up. So he tripped, he struck twice, and now he's disarming, and his tongue has a 10-foot reach.
Oh, I was going to say, how is he reaching that thing?
The opposite corner, at your third map, please roll an athletics check.
He's enfeebled.
He is enfeebled. I have that condition turned on, too. The Buccaneer 2 is enfeebled. Enfeebled 2.
34.
A 34 is a success.
Yes! Yeah.
You now have lowered the ability of that Buccaneer to hit with its weapon by 2. That's what disarm does when you don't have a crit success. We've never disarmed on Dice of Thunder podcast. So I'll read this for you, Gil, as we dive into the You weaken your target's grasp on their item. Further attempts to disarm the target of that item gain a +2 bonus.
Yeah.
And the target takes a -2 penalty to attacks with the item or other checks requiring a firm grasp. In order to knock the item completely out of their hand, you need a crit. But it just got easier by 10% to get that crit because of the way that the disarm stacks. So that's how disarm works in Pathfinder 2E, folks. A banner turn by Ixalthraxos. It is Luton's turn here in round 2.
Luton is going to cast support on Kal-El. It says, your cat throws your enemies off balance when you create an opening. Until the start of your next turn, your strikes that deal damage to a creature within your cat's reach make the target off guard until your next turn.
Ooh.
So he's within reach of 2 of those, guys. So that's my first action.
That is Kal-El's action, which is fine, but you have to command him to do that support.
Isn't that one? That would make it 2 actions?
Right. So you have to do command animal. Their first command is support, but Kal-El then gets another action. That's why I'm saying that.
Oh.
So it's Kal-El who's throwing your enemy off balance whenever you create an opening. So until the start of your next turn, any strike that you deal damage to that creature with, that your cat is within their reach, that target becomes off guard until the end of your next turn. Off guard to everybody.
It's awesome.
So this is Luton using Kal-El to set up off guard for everyone. And I think you just automatically, that's on. That's it. Kal-El is threatening them, so that effect is active. All you need to do as Luton is damage them in order for that off guard to take place. But
yes. What
would you like to do with Kal-El's second action? Because you do have to command him in order to get support.
I'm just going to have him strike number 1 or 3.
So rolling to hit with Kal-El's jaws.
19.
Ooh. Yes. Ooh.
Finally, I've been rolling like...
doo-doo caca.
Yeah. So 36.
36 to the prone clockwork Buccaneer, nice. We already know, is a crit.
So 2d6 plus 8.
Plus.
Oh, plus precision.
Precision damage dice as well, because Kal-El is striking an off-guard target because it's prone. And
so it's, 3d6?
I think
or
you add
do
a
I
d4.
Roll differently?
No, it's a d4 for Kal-El's precision strike. But yeah, you can roll 2d6 and a d4.
I don't see that. It says 1d6p.
Yeah, it's in his
P is piercing.
Cat strike. It's in his special abilities, cat strike, plus 1d4 precision damage against off-guard targets.
So 16 total for the first.
On the 2d6?
2d6.
Plus 8?
No, I got 8 on the dice.
Oh, okay. 8 on
plus
the dice.
Plus 8.
So 16 total.
16
so
total.
So that's 32.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's a crit.
And then d4. 4 on the d4.
So that's 8.
Solid.
So 40 damage from Kal-El.
That's awesome.
And the off-guard effect doesn't happen until I hit a target?
That target that you, yeah, it doesn't happen until you hit a target that Kal-El is threatening, which he's threatening every buccaneer in the room. Describe your kill, though, real quick.
Yeah! Let's go.
Kal-El has killed Buccaneer 3, who had 29 hit points left, so after the damage reduction, still took enough damage from Kal-El's crit to die.
So great.
I'm sorry, I'm tired. I don't want to describe the kill.
He dies.
He dies. Okay.
That's a perfect description.
Great.
You bite his head off.
So Luton needs to do a one action damage.
You have two actions. That was one action to command Kal-El.
That's awesome.
But I also did support. That's an action.
That's Kal-El's action.
Okay.
No, I'm beaming right now. That was one action for Luton.
Then I would like to also do electric arc again.
Okay.
I guess I can see this one, right, too?
Yes.
Okay.
From that corner of that square, you can see the far corner of the room. Luton's still 10 feet back in the hallway, Gil, but she can see Buccaneer 2 that's moved into the opposite corner.
So you need to roll a reflex save.
I do. I need to roll a couple of reflex saves against an enfeebled Buccaneer. Buccaneer 2, the first Buccaneer's reflex save, 30. So that's just a pass.
Damn.
But half damage. And Buccaneer 1, reflex save, 27. I failed.
Yeah.
So half damage on 2 and full damage on 1.
Sweet.
So 2d4.
That should be more.
A lot more.
Auto heighten?
Yeah.
Is it auto heighten? Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't say that anywhere, so I have no way to know.
Auto heighten's level 5. It's 64.
Oh, nice. That's different.
Oh.
Okay.
To both of them.
Yeah.
We need some pyramids. Got one.
Mathing it up on the Dice of Thunder 13. Podcast.
Yes.
13.
Is that right?
Yeah. Make that 23.
Yeah.
Because they're weak against electricity damage. So the first one will take 16, which is half of the base damage, still plus 10. And the second one will take 23. So, and of course, I'm being nice and confusing, because that's Buccaneer 2 takes 16, and Buccaneer 1 takes the full 23.
Nice. Solid.
Heck of a turn.
That was
great.
And they're
both off guard.
And they are now both off guard to the end of Luton's next turn because of Kal-El's support ability. Are you freaking kidding me right now? That's incredible.
She looks pretty serious to me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. All business over here. I know it's late.
Yeah.
But you just pulled off one of the sickest combos. 40 damage with Kal-El.
That's so great.
And I mean, it helps that his reach is so far.
63. Yeah. 76 damage, and all enemies are off guard until the end of your next turn.
That's huge.
That's what you just did.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever, Shumfollow 5.
Massive.
Whatever, Shumfollow 5. I'm.
I gotta make up for it somehow. I've rolled low all night long.
You've rolled low. Now. You guys are smoking these things. All right, so it's Buccaneer 1's turn. It's only ever been hit by Darnayru, but is now being threatened by Kal-El, so we're gonna let the dice decide as we do. Odds or evens, Greg?
Odds.
I rolled a 2, so we're gonna strike at Kal-El with a strike here. Wow. We're going to strike with a strike, Duval.
That makes sense.
Will you listen with your listener?
Yep.
All right. That strike against Kal-El is a 38 to hit.
That's a crit.
Oh, my gosh.
That is 40 damage.
Ouch.
Second strike against Darnayru with a sweep is a 21 to hit.
That's a miss.
All right. And a third and final strike against the original target, Kal-El, an 18. That is also a miss. 40 damage done with...
Critical fail.
Critical fail.
We just need you to know.
Yeah, okay. Thanks.
Critical fail.
It is Kibwe Nioka's turn.
Kibwe's going to take a full move action forward with a running reload. And then he's going to do... Yeah, I can move and reload at the same time.
That's dope. Yeah.
Okay, and gunslingers. Maybe they are a little cool. Maybe they are kind of cool.
And then I'm going to put number 2 in my sights and do call shot again.
So Kibwe has moved to the opposite corner now, right by the door that Buccaneer 3...
Standing on the dead body.
Heap of busted parts is sitting in.
And this time I'm looking for his head.
Oh, wow.
And so the target would be stupefied 2 until the end of my next turn on a critical hit.
That one he would be immune to with the mental...
Yeah, because his face.
Yeah, because he's a robot face.
How about legs? You would have a 10-foot status penalty to the end of your next turn.
Can't move that much?
Yeah, I mean, you can't move anyway.
All right.
Let's see.
Because you're already enfeebled too, right?
Yes.
So let's not do that because that's a waste. I got a two move. I'm just going to go straight up with my blunderbuss. See how we do. And that would be a 23 total.
23 is a miss.
Yep. And that's my turn.
You have one action left. You want to reload?
I will reload.
Okay.
As a 25 is still a miss, but...
Yes. Okay, Buccaneer 2's turn.
22 plus 3 is 25.
What do you see, 22?
At your blunderbuss.
Oh, duh. I'm looking at the wrong thing. Okay.
It's a, were you looking at perception again?
Yeah.
Get some white out.
And, screen.
Put a little tape right over top of that. Spot.
Make some signs.
I'm spicy today. I love you guys.
I like it.
All right. The enfeebled Buccaneer will now strike at... This is Buccaneer 2. It's in the corner by itself, except it is in melee with Darnayru. Will strike at Darnayru with its first action. Darnayru's stepping up and getting in the business.
Fluffy business.
A 32.
That's a hit.
That is a hit. 20 damage.
Ugh.
Second strike, it's going to aim its arm gun at Kibwe. 29 to hit.
I'll be applying my AC bonus to that. Hit the dirt.
Oh, hitting the dirt, huh?
Yep.
Tell us about hit the dirt.
Hit the dirt. The trigger is a creature you can see attempts a range strike against you. You fling yourself out of harm's way. You leap. Your movement gives you a +2 circumstance bonus to AC against a triggering action, regardless of whether or not the triggering action hits you. You land prone after completing your leap.
How many? And that's a free action reaction.
It is.
It's a reaction.
It's a reaction.
And so my AC was 28. Now it's 29.
Now it's 30.
Well, 30. Yeah, because two.
Plus which
two.
Is a miss. Because I rolled a 29 to hit.
Nice.
Yeah. So I miss you.
You miss me.
And you drop. You hit the dirt.
Yeah.
Which is hit still the a, dirt. Which it's is still a
really cool reaction.
Wow.
I mean, he would have got +2 to his AC anyway because of cover, right?
No, he's shooting straight.
Oh, number two is shooting at
him? Two is shooting at him. Had a dead-on shot.
Dude, that's perfect.
With its third and final action, it reloads its arm gun. That is the end of round two. That is the end of the Dice of Thunder podcast for this week.
We are legit.
Thunder buddies.
This is cool.
We got some nasty, nasty shum follows.
I like this lizard and this door.
Yeah, this is working. I am
really in a corner with these guys.
Literally.
So, outstanding. We got to see some magic out of these new characters. We got to see a hit the dirt. We got to see some flurry of blows a couple times.
The tongue lashing.
I mean, I'm still excited about running reload, but whatever.
Running reload.
Moving reload?
Yeah.
Come on.
That's huge for a gunslinger.
Yeah.
Man.
Free reloads and repositioning.
That's massive.
Wait till his next turn. Because he's prone right now, but you have to tune in next week, Thunder Buddies, and find out what happens.
Yeah.
Thanks for enduring this wonderful episode.
Yeah.
That's great.
Brought to you by the letter K for Throxos.
Yep. What?
Not.
That makes sense. That makes sense. When you think about it, it makes sense.
Yeah. Okay.
When you think about it, it all comes together.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and/or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.